Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Do you know that you can meditate anywhere? And do you know how to kind of shut off the world, focus inward, take deep breaths, concentrate on your breathing, and really let your body relax? It's not as easy as you think, but it's also not nearly as hard as you might think. You don't have to be in the lotus position with candles all around you to learn to meditate. My guest is Grace DeSimone. She's the group fitness director for Plus One Health Management and the editor of ACSM's resources for the group fitness instructor. Welcome to the show, Grace. So meditation, it's so important for blood pressure, heart rate, stress relief, everything. How do you meditate when you're not in a meditation room?
And you're not a meditator. That was my whole problem. I never thought of myself as a person who actually meditated. And by way of what I do for a living, I get to meet lots of great, wonderful teachers of all different disciplines. I've certainly had my share of time spent with yoga, and I audition lots of instructors. But, and by way of that, have learned a lot of techniques along the way. And one of the things that I realized is I'm a very kinetic person. I like moving around. My background is dance. My brain is very busy. When you're learning dance and choreography, there's no room for anything else in your head but exactly focusing on what you're doing. And one of the teachers that teaches meditation, he was watching me teach, and he goes, "That's your meditation." And I said, "Really?" He goes, "That is your meditation. When you do that, you are completely and solely focused on that one thing. There's no other things that are drifting through your head." And afterward, I really do feel much more relaxed and focused. So it opened up a whole new thought pattern, because I always felt bad that I should be sitting in yoga, you know, saying some chant, and I never really had the patience for it. So I started doing a little bit of research and homework, and here's what I found out. Meditating is the act of simply doing one thing. In our crazy multitasking world, the idea of doing one thing for many of us is actually a challenge now, because we're used to doing two and three things at the same time. So to start by just being aware of how many things you're doing simultaneously and focus in on, oh, let me stop doing two of those and let's just do one thing. How many times have you eaten a meal and it's gone and you don't remember eating it? And you're like, who took the rest of my sandwich? And you're so disappointed because you were nowhere near the act of what you were actually doing, and then you felt disappointed. So simply focusing in on what it is that you're doing in that moment in time and increasing your awareness, and I want to add, not feeling bad about it. That's, you know, half of what we go through in this crazy world in which we live. There's so many things to do, is we walk around feeling guilty or feeling bad, oh, it's another thing I have to do, as opposed to, you know what, this is good. I did this one thing. I just spent time with my kids. I sat and had a cup of coffee and really indulged myself in the conversation. So you can start out by patting yourself on the back for doing focused activities. So that would be sort of step number one, is just, you know, see what's going on and how many times are you multitasking and do I really need to do those things at the same time and can I drop one and just focus on the act of simply doing one thing or simplifying what you're doing, increasing your awareness of what you're doing and kind of focusing in and making time for, I'm just going to do this one thing right now and focus on doing that. I'm going to turn the thing on your email that flags you every time you have an email alert, turn it off and just do whatever it is that you're supposed to be doing. That would be a great, like, little meditation. So that's one way of doing it. And then find the things that you enjoy doing that allow you to reduce your stress. And because I always thought meditation was sitting still, and then I found out, you know what, I do a heck of a lot better when I'm moving. So explore and, again, focus in on, oh, you know what, I feel really better when I go out for a walk. And instead of talking on the phone when you're going out for a walk, like I see everybody in Manhattan running around doing, everyone looks like they're all talking to themselves, just go for your walk and appreciate the day, the weather, what the sounds of the world, and allow your thoughts to drift in and out of your head, and don't feel bad about them. That's okay. You're having thoughts. You can't control them, but you're just, you know, focused in on what's going on. That increases your awareness and you start to tune into yourself. And then for
Absolutely.
A more mindful practice, because you mentioned this earlier, Melanie, we can start working on some breathing work and things that are super easy that you can do. I commute a lot in and out of Manhattan, and I find myself using these techniques when I'm commuting because I'm in a, you know, tight quarters with people, and I'm like, I don't like this. So a very simple exercise that you can do, which will increase your awareness of your breathing pattern and also give you something that you can do as a quick little meditation exercise, is focus in on your breathing, especially if you're starting to feel anxious about something or you're angry about something, and you just focus in, oh, how's my breathing? Is it rapid? Is it shallow? And you just notice what it is, and then you play, because, you know, I always think everything's like a little game for me. You play the breathing game, and you count to five slowly. 1-1,000, 2-1,000, 3-1,000, until you get to five. As you're inhaling your breath, then you repeat that and exhale your breath. And then the next time you take a breath in, you do it for six counts, and you exhale for six counts, until you get all the way up to 10 counts. And by the time you get to 10 counts, you will feel much better. And your breathing,
well, you know, Grace,
that
one of the
rapid
things
fire
that,
will stop. Go ahead.
And one of the things that has always been my kind of thing with meditation, and I completely agree with you, when you focus on one thing, that is a form of meditation. And I find myself in this multitasking world at night when I sit with my daughter and we play guitar together, and I don't look at my tablet and I do not answer the phone when it rings, and I do not do anything. It's just the two of us, and it's so relaxing and so wonderful. And I think parents, one of the things she said, we really need to take it to heart, is focus on that one thing. And if it's your kids, give them that attention where there's nothing else going on, because it is very relaxing and it can be its own form of meditation. But I always worry that when I'm meditating and doing the breathing, that I'm going to fall asleep because I'm a napper. So that well, conscious breathing, but staying awake for it.
Conscious breathing, but staying awake, and also doing it for a short period of time. And beginners in, you know, in traditional meditation will always fall asleep. So it's finding the place between those two places where you're relaxed without falling asleep. But that's okay. Some people fall asleep.
Yeah, by the way, there is nothing wrong with falling asleep.
Yes, that's okay,
right.
Too. I mean, that means you're tired.
A nice
Go
little
to bed.
Nap. Mm-hmm. A nice little nap never hurt anybody. So wrap up for us the ability to meditate anywhere. We only just have about a minute left. So meditation, the importance, and the ability to do it anywhere. Wrap it up for us.
Stay focused on what you're doing. Avoid multitasking. Enjoy the art of the single task. And then try some things out and notice how they make you feel, and that could be your meditation or moving meditation. And then when you need something quick and dirty, go to your breathing and counting as you're inhaling and exhaling.
That is great advice. Focus on one thing. Try and learn some breathing to really count it out and focus on it. Don't multitask. Take your time doing what you love, doing something you enjoy, and put your focus on that, whether it's your children or taking a walk outside. As Grace said, take a walk without any music, without your cell phone. Just walk around, look around, notice things, and you'll find that that in itself is its own form of meditation, and you don't need to do it sitting in a room. You can do it anywhere. And of course, you're listening to Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine. Right here on Radio MD, this is Melanie Cole. Stay well.